You're listening to WNKU 89.7, WNKU HD1, Highland Heights, Cincinnati. You can keep doing that. WNKN 105.9 Middletown, Dayton. WPFB 910 Middletown. WNKE 104.1 New Boston, Portsmouth. John Patrick in with Tommy Emmanuel and Anthony Snape. Thank you guys for coming back.
Greetings, Earthlings.
Yeah, the Australians have landed.
We are here.
That's well, thanks, man. It has been a while, and
thanks for having us back.
Playing the Aaron Off tonight. Pretty classy joint downtown, you know.
A bit of a classy joint. Yeah,
that's
we
right.
Can get some coffee down there. Get your shine box out.
Hit the shine box, Tommy. We got a live audience in here today. So yeah, you guys
give
can
us a hip in there.
Make some noise.
Yeah,
there we go.
Tommy, if you guys want to rip into one, and then we'll come back
Absolutely.
And talk a little bit.
Here we go. This is a song I wrote called "The Jolly Swagman." And the crowd went mild.
Tommy Emmanuel live
the
on the radio.
The audience leapt to its foot.
you were by a year or two ago. What is new with you, man?
What is new with me? Yeah. Oh, well, I've got some new guitars. Mm-hmm. I've got some new songs. Let's see. What else is new with me? I've got a few pair of new shoes. I got a couple of new shirts. I got lots of different things. I've recorded a live in concert DVD, which features my friend Anthony Snape, who's sitting right beside me, and Pam Rose. And this is the new pledge drive for the PBS network, which I'm very, very pleased to be involved with them. And we've been shown on over 160 markets around the United States trying to raise money for the PBS network.
And
I have also recorded a Christmas album, which comes out on the 28th of October, on Favored Nation's label. And it's the first Christmas album that I've ever done.
First one ever?
First one ever.
After a few years in the music business.
Oh. Well, I've played on lots of Christmas music. I love Christmas music. And I can tell you that we had such a great time recording this Christmas album in July, just a couple of months ago, in Nashville in like a heat wave, you know?
Right.
It was like being in the Vietnam jungle.
Right.
And living in Nashville. And so every day coming to the studio, We put all these decorations and we made the studio like a all Christmassy, and it was really, really nice. And we had flicking lights and we had holly and all that stuff. We had lots of Santa stuff, you know, around the studio to give us the vibe, man.
That's great. Mm. Yeah, and you know what? You never have enough energy, I've noticed. You're always so laid back.
Yeah, I know. I can dig it. I could play a Christmas song if you'd like to.
Oh, I'd love to hear one.
Would you like to hear one?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, what I did with this album is it's got 12 songs on it. You know, the 12 stages
sure.
of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
12 months of the year, 12 disciples, all that stuff. So what I did is I did some of my favorite Christmas tunes, like I'll Be Home for Christmas, chestnuts roasting in an open fire and all that stuff. White Christmas, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Mary's Boy Child, and all that stuff. And there are two original songs on there, one written by me and one written by my friend Rick Price, another fellow Australian singer-songwriter. So I'll play the one I wrote. It's called One Christmas Night, and it starts out with a little music box kind of effect. Here we go.
Ho, ho, ho.
Little Christmas cheer.
Very good.
Thank you.
They don't call him Australian's best guitarist for nothing. really good stuff. Yeah, that's like an award. I know you won a few times, like four times maybe.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah. Awards don't feed families, though.
No, that's true.
Working does.
But you know what? Last time you came here, you introduced us to Anthony Snape, and
uh-huh.
and thank you for that.
You're welcome. I'd like to introduce him to the whole world.
Love his music, but he was telling us, like, you don't understand how big Tommy is in Australia. I don't want to embarrass you, but...
Well, on the same size, 6 feet, 185, you know.
And really catching on in the States, and I'll tell you what, this PBS thing that you mentioned, it seems like a lot of people are... Have you noticed that it shows, like, a lot more people getting turned on to you because of that?
Absolutely, and I'm so grateful for that, and every little bit helps, you know, and it's another reason why, you know, it's hard for an artist like me to get on a show like Letterman or any of those kind of things. It's really hard. I've been trying for years, and you just can't get on. But there are other ways of getting to the people, and it just takes you getting out there, touring a lot, doing as much as you can to create the awareness. I have now a good team of people around me who are publicity people. I also have a new website, and I have a new site called Tommy TV, which people can go to and download instruction. They can subscribe to it. They can watch short movies of things that happen on the road, all that kind of stuff. There's a lot of funny stuff on there as well, as you can imagine. But there's a lot of instruction. There's also live streaming from shows. So there's a bit of everything. I'm doing everything I know how to expand myself out into the world in a real and genuine way.
That's cool. Tommy Emmanuel in the studio with us. What is the best website to go to, and if people want to follow along at home? And
TommyEmmanuel.com.
Okay.
And if you want to see what's coming up, just push on tours.
Okay.
But there's everything on there. It's easy. Just get on there and navigate your way around.
And Tommy Emmanuel TV is something you've got to see. You've got to jump on there because there's so much stuff. You've just got to go and check it out.
We've spent the last 2 years working and filming and getting things ready for the launch of this thing.
So if you're listening at work and you want to waste a bunch of time, it's a great thing.
Oh,
to
yeah.
Do. Right.
And I've been uploading stuff on YouTube that I've been filming for myself, songs and things. See, with YouTube, there are a lot of times there are thousands of videos of me on there that people have put up. Mm-hmm. But then a lot of them, the sound quality isn't that good, and the picture quality isn't that good because someone's been doing it on their cheap, you know, phone. And so when I had the opportunity recently in Germany, I went and visited a friend who has a good studio. I said, let's set up two cameras and we'll record a bunch of songs and just film me in high definition with really great sound, and we'll just load them up for the fans out there. And they can see something and hear something of great quality.
Right.
So if you look for, uploaded recently on YouTube, you'll find them.
Tommy Emmanuel playing tonight at the Aronoff downtown Cincinnati. Do you want to do another one, or we let Anthony jump in? Or
I think it's time for Anthony.
Okay, here we go.
I'm getting calls already saying enough of you.
It's Anthony Snape who, Tommy, that's literally how we found out about Anthony. You were hanging around last time, and we get that a lot where there's a photographer or a road manager or somebody, and I wasn't sure who you were. And Tommy said, do you mind if my friend Anthony plays? And I'm really glad you did because, I mean, we've been playing you ever since. So, and by the way, do you still live in Nashville? Or
I certainly do, yeah. I'm actually touring. I tour out from Nashville pretty much most of the year. I've been doing a lot of college work and, going into different colleges all over the States, which has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, he's been getting a good education while he's here.
I have.
That's a funny accent for Nashville. Where are you from on Australia, Anthony?
I'm from a little town called Gunnedah, which is 6 hours inland from Sydney.
Okay. There we go. It is Anthony Snape, and if you want to rip into one, and you're playing tonight with Tommy. And
absolutely. I'd love it if Tommy would join me on this one.
Absolutely. This is about my favorite Anthony Snape song.
Me too.
I don't need to be treated this way no more. You're all I've got, but you make me feel so small. Don't you know who I believe? Feel you're out of phase, and it shows you're on a frequency. And know where the picture comes and goes, and the static in my head, all the words that you once said. Yeah, your waves come crashing in. Yeah, the cycle. Alone. shows and shows. You're on a frequency unknown where the picture comes and goes. Static in my head, all the words that you once said, and your waves come crashing in. Yeah, the cycle starts again. In spite of what goes wrong, you're the frequency I'm on. Yeah, the frequency I'm on. Alright, yeah, the frequency I'm on. Hey!
Yeah, I think that's what you guys did last time, and I was just like, holy, how did we miss this guy? And so, I mean, we've been playing Anthony ever since, and so thank you for that, and I'm really looking forward to that Christmas record. That sounds very cool. These guys playing tonight, the air and off, and maybe we'll hear a little bit of a duet kind of thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought, and some Pam Rose, too.
Pam Rose and three of us together.
That's going to be great. Tommy Emmanuel, Anthony Snape, thank you guys for coming by.
Thanks for having us, yeah. And we'd like to thank our mothers for having us as well.
Absolutely, thank you.
Catch them tonight, the Aronoff Center, downtown Cincinnati. It's going to be a big time. Right now, Counting Crows on WNKU.